Hi, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz Network. I am here with my first guest podcast interview about a wonderful show that's going to be happening in Brooklyn at the Gallery Players. I'm here with Barry Gallus, who's the director of the show. Can you tell me a little bit about this production and how it came to be? I think it's like the 20th anniversary of it playing off Broadway at Lincoln Center.
Interestingly enough, that's not why we ended up doing it this year.
Okay.
I've been actually asking for the rights to this musical for many, many years. I think it's about 7 we've asked every year, because I've loved this show for such a long time. I just think it's one of the most beautiful and miraculous pieces of musical theater. We love musical theater because it guarantees happy endings. We love musical theater because there's song and dance numbers. We love musical theater because there's schmaltz. It's permissible schmaltz. It's you go for a good time. But this particular musical, New Brain, like much of William Finn's work, balances all of that happy, glorious heart and music belief in a better world with some biting sarcasm, real drama, and intense emotional arcs for characters. And to me, that's what makes it really exciting, because that's what life feels like. There's moments of lightness and joy and beauty and fun, but they only are valuable because we've also had moments of darkness and fear and catastrophe to teach us how and why to value those beautiful moments of life. And the New Brain has always felt like that to me, so I've been wanting to direct it forever, and this year, happily, on the 20th anniversary, we happened to get the rights.
That's fantastic. I actually went and saw it at the Library of the Performing Arts because it played in 1998, and I never got to see the show live, so I saw an actual taping of it, and it's preserved, luckily, at the Lincoln Center of the Performing Arts. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
It's one.
Thank goodness for the Library of Performing Arts.
Absolutely.
I just don't know what we would, aside from being a director, I'm also a scholar, and I just don't know what we would do without that archive of shows so that those of us who couldn't see things at the time, we can read that, we can research them, we can be part of it in some way through the miracle of modern technology. I just don't know what we would do without that archive, yeah.
I agree with you. Anyway, so can you tell us a little bit about this production and how, you know, people, it opens this week, correct? It opens on Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday.
That's fantastic. And it plays from Saturday to February 18th. And you can you go on the website to buy tickets?
Yeah, at galleryplayers.com.
Okay.
Our performance schedule is there, and links to buy tickets are there. All that information is there. The cast list, everything.
That's fantastic. Well, I love Bill. I love this.
We also have a Facebook page, Gallery Players, and we have an event up there. Facebook's your thing.
Yes. Okay, great. So people have to go there and go see this show. It's an important show. Bill Finn is one of my favorite playwrights and music. He writes the most amazing music in the show. I just love the songs like Sailing, and there's so many great songs in the show. And it has such a good message, And this is this actually happened to Bill Finn, it's heart wrenching what he went through, but at least he got this amazing musical from it.
Yeah, I think in some ways, maybe that's why this piece is so resonant with audiences. I think it's exceptionally vulnerable and truthful because it's an autobiographical story of a moment in his life. Of course, he fictionalized it a little bit and changed details to make it dramatic and comical in different ways, but a lot of it is quite true. But I think the fact that he's telling a personal story is what gives it that earnestness, that honesty, that is so appealing to an audience. You really feel like these characters are people you get to know and understand and root for throughout.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's such a great, I mean, I just, it's one, it's the music, I just can't stop listening to it. I listen to it online and all the songs. I mean, it's very inspirational, the tunes.
Really,
so, if you don't know what it's about, do you want to tell them about the story?
Sure. In doing that, I'll explain a little Lynn, who was a musical theater composer who's having a little frustration with his career, who pretty much out of the blue has a catastrophic event where he passes out in a restaurant. And as this happens right in the very, very beginning of the musical, it's the prologue. And as it turns out, he has an AVM, an arterial venous malformation, which is a condition of the brain which is life-threatening. And the musical, it seems odd to have a musical about going through a hospital procedure and seeing how it comes out in the end. But what the musical is truly about is how we deal with crises, how we deal in our relationships when things get tough, what's important to us in life, how we see ourselves in moments when we think who we are could change drastically, because Gordon Schwind is not only facing the possibility of death, but he's also facing the possibility of being someone different after they operate on his brain. There's this song, Heart and Music, that is central to the piece, and it opens up by saying stories of passion, stories of friendship, and tales of how romance survives. And that really is so much about what this show is about. It's what happens around the catastrophe. What happens when things are dark? What does that do to your relationships? What does that do to your life? And one of the things we've done in this production is, I love musical theater, maybe more than anything else in this world, and I've made my career being a musical theater scholar and a director. And for me, Gordon Schwind, the character, is a composer. So as he has these hallucinations caused by this brain injury, and as he has dreams during moments of unconsciousness, it occurred to me that perhaps his subconscious is translating all of this trauma and concern into a musical theater vocabulary. So we've done something neat where every hallucination and every moment of unconsciousness is translated into different musical theater styles of song and dance. And Bill Finn's composition makes that really easy and lovely to do because the music is so dynamic and it has all these different flavors within the score. So it just lends itself to that. But so you come to see the show and you're watching a pastiche of musical theater styles as we move through the piece, telling a very serious story.